Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to this edition of Conversations Live. We'll be connected with the artists and authors you love who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to first thank those joining us on the radio at DC Radio Now. We also welcome those joining us through blogtalkradio.com, whether you're listening in through our switchboard, our live chat, or even joining us through our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. I have a very special guest that's joining us this afternoon. Grammy-nominated recording artist Karen White is back to talk about her musical journey, what it's been like for her to be able to get the love from her brand-new project, Carpe Diem, and what Seizing the Day actually means for her. That's the name of the album. And, you know, I think what is so great about Karen, and I got a chance to speak with her last year on the program, is that she is someone who's very comfortable with who she is. She realizes that she doesn't need a certain status in order to be Karen White. And I think that's one of the great things about her that her fans continue to love about her and to support about her as well. She's been able to go through producing the music that she loves and also being able to share that now with her fans. Along with the music from Carpe Diem, she also has a book of affirmations. We're going to talk to her about that as well, and then, of course, all the other projects that she has going on as well. She's an individual who's definitely busy living her life and loving, it seems like, every moment of it. She's been able to share a lot of that with her fans on Facebook and Twitter, and we've been able to kind of keep up with her and what this process has been like for her. Karen is also one of these individuals who has really embraced social media. So we're going to ask her about what that's been like for her to be able to get this real-time feedback from her fans as well and to be able to stay in contact with them there. We invite you all to join us also on our switchboard if you're listening to us live through blogtalkradio.com. If not, you can always leave your post here on the show wall, and then we'll be able to share that later on. What I think you'll be able to take away from this conversation with Karen, though, is that she's an individual who is able to know exactly what her place is, be able to live in that place, and then to be able to benefit from it to the best that she can. And I think that's a lesson for all of us, to be able to find exactly what we're supposed to be doing. Some people refer to it as the sweet spot, but to be able to find that spot and to be able to definitely live your life with passion and also with purpose. Another thing that I want you to take away from this conversation is that a lot of people have gotten to know Karen from a song. I know the first time I remember hearing about Karen White was through her song Superwoman. That became an anthem, I think, for a lot of women out there. And she has really been able to encapsulate not only the movement of that song, but also the message of that song as well. And so we're going to talk to her about what it's been like for her to be able to do that, to have this song that she's so known for, and then to be able to keep moving forward with new music. We're going to take a break and come right back with our conversation with Karen White. Stay with us. Are you having challenges in relationships, finances, health, or even your career? Want some inspiration you can believe in from someone who has experienced the worst and still found ways to succeed? Well, let me tell you about Rob Pennington. He has been fired, divorced, shot in the chest, audited, and even widowed. Through it all, he found practical ways to turn his worst experiences into his best opportunities, and he shows you how to do the same in his new award-winning book, Find the Upside of the Downtime. I'm Cyrus Webb, host of Conversations Live and president of Conversations Book Club. I've read this book, and I really believe it will help you to put your life in perspective and begin seeking ways to make the most of each and every day. You can now get the book, Find the Upside of the Downtimes, on Amazon.com, and also more information can be found by going to www.robertpennington.com. That's www.robertpennington.com. Visit the website, get your copy, and begin living your life with new purpose. And you're listening to Conversations Live here through blogtalkradio.com and also through DC Radio Now.com as well. We welcome all of you to the program, and thank you so much for being with us today. As I said, we have Grammy-nominated recording artist Karen White is here with us to talk about her journey in music, what it's been like for her to be able to stay in contact with her fans, and also to talk about new music as well. The single that we're going to be listening to today from Karen is called Unbreakable. I think it has a really powerful message, I think, for all of our listeners. I think it kind of encapsulates what she's doing now through her new project, which is Carpe Diem. As I mentioned, that seized the day, and she's definitely seizing the day today, not only through the new album, but also being able to do it through an ebook as well of affirmations, and then, of course, being able to share great tips with her fans as well. You know, Karen, again, is one of those artists that is able to not only be true to who she is, but make the kind of music that she wants to make, and that's what she's here today to talk about, what this journey has been like for her to be able to have fans the way that she is, and now to be able to share all of that through her new album. Again, the album is Carpe Diem. The artist is Karen White. Karen, welcome back to Conversations Live. We're glad you could be back with us.
Oh, thank you. Me too.
Yeah. Well, again, congratulations on Carpe Diem. Seize the Day, it's something that you've been talking about through the different sites, I think through Facebook and also through Twitter, being able to share with your fans this way. As you've been able to look at the way that your fans are responding to you, look at the way also that you've been able to share your music now with sometimes a new audience, some people who are just learning about you, and then others, of course, who are finding you out again. What has this whole experience been like for you, Karen? What has it been like for you to be able to reconnect with your fans and also to share with them the way that you are now musically? Okay, we seem to have lost our connection there with Karen. What we're going to do, we're going to go ahead and go to the musical selection from Karen White from her album Carpe Diem. Here is Unbreakable with Karen White. We'll be right back with more Conversations Live.
And say
With Unbreakable from her new album Carpe Diem. We have the lovely Karen White joining us live here on the program this afternoon. Karen, I was just saying to you about the not only the reemergence with this album, but also being able to reconnect with your fans. What has this whole experience been like for you in promoting the new album Carpe Diem?
Man, it's the world has changed so much. You know, the music and music business especially, so it's wonderful because I'm able to just really reach out and touch the world. And
right.
it's just been great because I really love social media, and I think I post too much. My manager saying, like, you're posting too much now, we gotta cut it back. So I love it.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, and that's one of the great things. You've been able to post these positive affirmations through Twitter. Of course, we know you also have the Carpe Diem ebook as well. We're going to tell our listeners how they can find all of that on your website. But as you're getting this feedback, as you are connecting with your fans, you know, they really are glad not only to have you back, but they have the opportunity to speak with you. What is it like to have that love? Because I know sometimes, you know, when an artist is not heard of from a while, you know, there is that wonderment, okay, do they miss you? But I think the answer is, for you, is a resounding yes, they did. So what has that part been like for you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just a blessing. The whole experience, just because, you know, you have an appreciation when you step away from something, and that's the beauty of all this. Get coming back and then having, you know, the love and the support, and especially when you're doing it independently, you know, because I'm doing it, you know, with, you know, not a big machine behind me like I had before, Warner Brothers. So, you know, I hear everything and I'm involved. And so it just really gives me a boost, and it really makes my day, and it just makes the whole project worthwhile. I know that I'm on track when I can really hear how, you know, my music is affecting people. And so that's what it's all about. And, you know,
right.
Like anything, I know that, you know, it's hard work, and it's going to, you know, you're going to have your, you know, reservations, especially with me being away, you know. So I'm up for the challenge, and I love tweeting and you know, the whole, I love what I'm doing just because of what, it's just putting out such a positive message, and, you know, especially
right.
with the title of the album and what it's saying, and what, not even so much the title of the album, but really Carpe Diem is me because I'm living it. So
exactly.
I think I'm an inspiration. I'm an inspiration to a lot of, not just, you know, just people in general that I've seen, like being gone 17 years and then, you know, coming back after raising my child, and, you know, really just not giving up and just persevering. So that's what it's all about. You know, hope is big, greater than fear.
Exactly, exactly. And that's what is so great about your story, Karen, is because you are living exactly what you're telling us about. Now, I think every great story has a beginning, and for those who may have missed our first conversation, take us back to when you realized the gift for you, that you had a voice that was meant to be heard. When would you say that was first for you?
It was, let me see, probably in church. Just because that's definitely, you know, where most of us start, most R&B singers. And I just, you know, really remember singing, you know, for a Christmas play and then just, you know, how it just really affected, you know, how I think I may have been like maybe 7 or 8. And just how it made me feel and also the feedback. So,
right.
You know, you get kind of addicted to that whole, like, wow, I did it. And it's, you know, I guess it's a high of like, whoa, you know,
mm-hmm.
especially because, you know, you have to work through a lot of fear and, you know, nervousness. And so when you accomplish that, it's like, you know, you're like, wow, you know, so I would think it started there. And with my, you know, I wouldn't really say that, you know, then from that point, I would say I started to just, you know, you get more confidence. And then I kept, in high school, I would try to create opportunities to sing and to, you know, I'd say, well, you know, at the PTA, can I, you know, sing or dance or perform? It was so funny because I was being an entrepreneur back then, and because if it wasn't there, I would create it. So that's really
right.
Who I am. I laugh and I chuckle because I'm like that right now.
Exactly. Exactly. So here we are now with the new album and, yeah, of course, Carpe Diem, Seizing the Day. As you are sharing this message, we just heard that great single, Unbreakable, for your fans from the album. What do you want them to know about their own lives and what's possible, Karen? Because I mentioned earlier, and you said it as well, you are living what you are telling people about. So what do you want them to know about what's possible in their own lives?
Oh, you mean with that single or just in general?
Just in general, with the new album.
Oh, okay, I gotcha. Okay, I would just definitely just, when, you know, Seizing the Day, which is going back, okay, you could, you know, let's say, for instance, especially with, you know, I'm 40-something, so I'll just keep it at that. But, you know, that's a tough, you know, when you're like late 30s and 40s and 50s and, it's a tough time for a woman because, you know, you're not old, and you're not young. So you can tend to get lost and doubt yourself and figure, like, if it hasn't happened now, it's not going to happen. You know, so you just have, like, a lot of odds against you. So I really want to just inspire, and especially women, because that's who I've always really, you know, with songs like Superwoman, you know, it's just really a part of really who I am is, so I'm really speaking to both sexes, but especially women.
Right.
You know, and if you've made a new turn in life, if you, you know, that's the thing. It's just like, you know, we fall down, get back up. And the whole thing is just seizing the day is, you know, not looking at yesterday or something that happened in the past or, you know, having regrets. So, and a lot of people, especially with the economy the way it is, and, you know, we're going to have to come together and start creating these opportunities for ourselves. And that's exactly what I was doing. I was raising my daughter, Ashley. I sent her off to college. And then it's not like I had a plan all this time and said, okay, now I'm going to go back and sing, because I would have been crazy to think that way. Because this
mm-hmm.
industry that I'm in, the music business, doesn't remember yesterday. They remember today. So if anything, the odds are totally against me, what I'm doing right now, because people are like, right, you know. So I think I probably had like the longest time I've been away from, I wonder, I probably win the award for that as an artist, making a comeback, as you would say.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so I just want to inspire, go back to school, rather. Some people, you know, it's, you know, maybe school, it may be, you know, starting that new business. It's just, so that's what I want to inspire, just whatever makes you happy and to feel like you're living and dreaming and not, you know, not giving up because of any kind of past circumstances. And so just, so that's what that's really what I would love to for people to get away from what I'm to take away from what I'm doing most of all.
Exactly.
Just to, you know, believe in your, you know, keep dreaming. What is life? You know, to to be able to not have a dream, you know, and just feel like, you know, it's over, especially, like I said, being 30s, 40s, 50s, come on, no, 60s,
exactly.
Come on. I mean, there's, you know, it's life is to be lived.
And Karen, on April the 19th, and I actually retweeted this on Twitter, this is what you posted. I always have a choice. Seizing the day isn't mandatory. I choose to seize the day and follow my dream with glee. And I think if your fans take that attitude, there's nothing they won't be able to do. And I think that to me is what Carpe Diem is all about, being able to make the opportunities we want for ourselves. You're living proof of what can happen when you do that, and your fans can do the same thing in whatever their own field might be. Again, we're speaking to Grammy-nominated recording artist Karen White, celebrating the release of her new album, Carpe Diem. You can find the new album as well as her ebook on her website at www.karensworld.me. That's KarensWorld.me. And she's also on Twitter. You can find her at Karen's_world, and then just look under Karen White on Facebook as well. You know, Karen, I wanted to ask you, as someone who loves to read, talk to us about the affirmations. When you started using those, and talk to us about the decision to share those in a book for your fans as well.
Well, first of all, I want to say you were just so up on it. I love it. I'm like, oh, I do tweet that. I love it. You're really done you great study. But, yeah, well, actually, I'll say that the Seize the Day, the book, the thoughts and affirmations, positive thoughts and affirmations, again, I was speaking to myself. I was in the hospital. I had to have a myectomy in September, the end of September. And during this time, I was trying to finish my record. And it just wasn't a great time to say I want to have a surgery. So
Yeah. Anyway,
I had the surgery and it didn't go well. Some others had complications that weren't my problem. It was like the doctor kind of screwed up. So I wound up having to have two additional surgeries. So I had three surgeries in like a month and a half. And as I was in the hospital, you know, I was just, you know, sitting there. And then so this kind of, someone was talking to me about, you know, about what, you know, what the record was going to be about. And I just knew that I wanted to have song, you know, great songs. But so the whole concept of the book and Carpe Diem, the whole concept was, that's when it was born. I had a friend talk to me about, I never even heard of the term Carpe Diem. So, mm-hmm. And so they said, well, Carpe Diem. And I said, what does that mean? It says, you know, seize the day. So I said, oh, wow. I said, that's it. And I asked them, you know, I said, do you mind if I use this? And then I just started to write as I was in the hospital, just really what was going on with me. Like I said, I have a choice. I could, at that point, I remember saying, I could, because I hadn't put out the record yet. And I was like, well, I could just, you know, because maybe I shouldn't do this. It was, you know, how it's always ourselves getting in our own way. It's like, get out of your head. So I kept being in my head because I just was like, you know, what? Why is this happening now?
Right.
All the times I haven't. So I just really persevered. And so all of this stuff kind of was born during that time, and I called my good friend who's a lyricist. His name is Tony Haynes, and he also writes books. And so, you know, I kind of gave him my ideas, and then we just rehashed them and we put them together. And so that's why the book was born, Carpe Diem. And it just it helped me because I had to – and everything is really, you know, it's like even though – you know, just like reading the Bible, you know, there's layers. You know, you can read a story, and then you read it again, and then a different day it has a different meaning. And so mm-hmm. as I started to do that, it gave me confidence again to, you know, to say out loud that, you know, this is, you know, you're going to have these oppositions that happen, you know, you really have to just, you know, seize the day. So I just kept going back to my own words, and it helped me. So I was like, I'm going to do a book. So that's how that was born.
Well, for book lovers out there like myself, we're definitely glad that you did. On the website, karensworld.me, you can actually buy the book separately, or you can get the whole package. You can get the book, you can get the album, get a poster, get everything Karen White right there from the website. Again, that's karensworld.me is where you can go. Karen, I can't tell you what a pleasure it's been to be able to speak with you and to share with our listeners a single, Unbreakable, from the album. Thank you so much for coming on, and we wish you nothing but continued success.
I feel the same way towards you. Thank you, and thank your listeners. And I love to have, you know, always want to come back and talk to you. I think you're a great host. Love
well,
to be here. Thank you so much.
Look, I appreciate that. I'm going to hold you to that, too. So definitely be looking
oh, definitely.
For me to stay in contact with you. All right. Bye-bye, Karen. Again, as I mentioned, Karen is very active on Twitter as well. You can find her there at Karen's World. That's KARYNS_world is where you can find her there on Twitter. And then she's on Facebook as well. Make sure you like her fan page there and stay in contact with her there. Great spirit. And I love the theme, seize the day, make the most of each and every day. Things don't just come to you. You have to make it happen. And that's what she's doing. She's making it happen and enjoying the benefits of that. And that's what all of us can do. And if you missed any part of my conversation with Karen, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast about 5 minutes after we go off the air. Until next time, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure to take out time to enjoy some good music and also a great book. Thanks for listening to Conversations Live. Take care.